Magic removal. Have you ever turned to healers, sorcerers, or mystics for magic removal and realized that the barriers are still there? It is important to remember that to get rid of energetic blockages and black magic, you must turn to a professional well-versed in the wisdom of Kabbalah and the ciphers in the Holy Zohar. Samuel Zohar Yonai accompanies you all the way until the removal of the negative influence on your life. What is the difference between magic removal experts and spiritual healers? You probably wondered why your visits to the spiritual healer were of no avail. Even though such experts present themselves as magic removal professionals, everything remained blocked in your life and the weakness in body and mind only intensified. There are several main reasons why this was the result. 1. The spiritual healer has no knowledge of the spiritual world and Kabbalah and is not familiar with Kabbalistic codes and ciphers. 2. A one-time removal will often not be enough to prevent the effects over time. 3. Without applying energy defenses after removal, the spell will simply repeat itself. 4. In most cases, the spiritual healers do not open the energy channels after the magic removal. What are regenerative spells? When a sorcerer casts a harmful spell on a person, the malicious action will be performed over and over again. The reason for this is simple. With each repetition, the spell intensifies and overcomes removal attempts. It becomes resilient. If you have contacted a spiritual healer who is not a skilled magic removal expert and does not know how to deal with regenerating spells or perform defenses and blocks correctly, you will realize later on that you have wasted your money. Samuel Zohar Yonai strongly opposes casting harmful spells. Samuel Zohar acts only as a spell remover and uses his knowledge to mend damages and eliminate negative effects. There will be no possibility to use his abilities to cause damage. Magic removal, the benefits I bring with me to your process. The entire magic removal process is conducted with complete discretion and is personally adapted to the person's circumstances, needs and faith. The process is suitable for people of all creeds and religions regardless of race and gender. The Kabbalistic energetic healing process is conducted at night and involves seclusion and communion with the spirit world. This operation requires a great deal of concentration and is therefore conducted without the person's presence. Close accompaniment to a complete magic removal. Any skilled magic removal professional knows that dealing with black magic is not and cannot be a one-time process. To ensure a full response, I repeat the process every 30 days and remove spells that have regenerated or breached the defenses that have been made. We will continue to stay connected and conduct tests until we are sure beyond any doubt that the spell has been removed and the energetic blockage has been completely lifted. A response to any negative energy action. I remove spells along with any other mystical or energetic act imposed on you, from curses to evil eye and leshan hara. This way we can ensure a complete blockage removal. After removing all negative effects, I will perform energetic defenses to prevent repeated attacks. Strengthening protection against black magic in all areas of life. I offer much more than magic removal and provide comprehensive counseling that will promote resilience and stability in all aspects of your life. This way we reduce the risk for any future negative attacks. Among other things, I provide personalized advice on the use of vitamins and herbs. The body weakens significantly when it is under a spell, and this treatment allows it to regain stability. The negative energy dominates all areas of life, from family relationships to business. Therefore, I also provide you with coaching and business advice and share my professional knowledge and experience throughout the process to give you the best opening conditions. Opening the energetic flow after the magic removal and protection process, I will reopen the positive energy channels that were blocked as a result of the attack that befell you in order to allow benevolent forces to return to your life. The best time to contact a magic removal person is now. Do not put off until tomorrow what you can do today. When it comes to the realm of black magic, this saying is more relevant than ever. Each day that passes allows the spell to intensify and makes the work of a spell remover more complex and challenging. If we persist in the process, the results will be accordingly. Samuel Zohar Yonai removes powerful spells according to the wisdom of Kabbalah and invites you to apply today to stop the mask of suffering. For more details and to schedule an appointment, you can now contact us via WhatsApp or by phone. Black magic throughout Jewish history. Sorcery has been present in Jewish traditions since time immemorial and supposedly began during the time of Abraham our father. However, witchcraft customs continued later on. References to sorcery appear, among other things, in the apocryphal literature, Bel and the Dragon, Oracula Sibyllina and the Book of Tobiah, for example. These books are not part of the accepted Jewish learning tradition or belief system, but they are of Jewish origin. According to such books, spells are performed indirectly, through dark sorcerers who use the power of ancient and dark giant animals, various demons, and negative spiritual energies. Sometimes the actions are done through various oaths or complex mystical rituals. References to witchcraft are noted during the days of the Babylonian exile in the 4th to 9th centuries AD and include sorcerers and witches performing harmful spells using demons to harm fertility, livelihood, and health. These were fought by spell protection bulls, which were initially created by the Mandean religion, a mixture of Judaism, Christianity, and pagan beliefs, or reading protection texts. Spells were perfected with the development of Kabbalah and the rise of Christianity. These were mostly conducted by witches using intoxicating and dangerous plants, various ecstatic rituals and summoning demons and spirits. In fact, witches and sorcerers learned various Kabbalistic texts and began to use them for the purposes of physical, mental, and material harm. Later, witchcraft was performed in Europe among Jewish communities where it was customary to heal people by means of spells and enchantments and through the use of various materials. A locust egg, a fox tooth and the nail of the cross, for example, are permitted by the Maimonides and in the Shulchan Aruch, according to the belief that was strengthened among Ashkenazi Judaism during the 11th to 13th centuries. It was allowed to use these measures against harmful spells. Spells through amulets, urine and even excrement have been documented in Jewish communities of the Middle East from Morocco to Persia. These spells, which were performed mainly among the lower class, were intended to harm, delay, create conflicts and prevent relationships and livelihood. The defenses that were applied against these spells included the use of the same tools used by witches and sorcerers that were returned with increased power against the performers. Thus, the spells contained a double power, on the one hand for harmful use and on the other hand for protection and magic removal. The strengthening of Kabbalah since the 15th century caused the use of witchcraft to intensify in Judaism. These were used, among other things, by the false messiahs Shabtai Zvi and Yaakov Frank, who actually used spiritual energies of witchcraft, including the hypnotist, in order to convince people to join them. Both Shabtai Zvi and Yaakov Frank used a variety of blatant ecstatic techniques. In the case of Jacob Frank, these were manifested in perverted anal rituals and orgies. There are speculations that witchcraft was also performed in the land of Israel and Syria, where there was a large Jewish community, during the time of Rabbi Chaim Vital, the Holy Ari's student and successor. These spells were intended to harm great spiritual teachers through the false use of dream solutions, amulets, and various spells. A magic removal expert available at every step of the way. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a magic removal process that will remove all the negative influences that stand in your way. With a variety of techniques and solutions in all aspects of life, we will work to restore balance. To learn more about magic removal and mysticism, browse the site. For more details about the process, you can contact us now here, on WhatsApp or by phone.